I tell you what, everybody say the word revival. Real revivals. One element of revival is the joy of the Holy Ghost and signs and wonders and all those things are great. But the greatest revival of all revivals are when the sons and children of God, sons and daughters of God, start to manifest. I am so excited to see the working of the Lord. I'm in awe at the working of the Lord. I can't wait to see what he's going to do next. The saints of God are so involved in what God is doing. To see the saints pray, to see the saints pick up ministries and to go forth. They're out witnessing on the streets on Thursday night, out putting up signs and out doing all kind of stuff, witnessing on their jobs, praying all night long. All of a sudden, God shows up. When people start to do the little thing, little things are big things when God's involved with it. But when we just do the simple thing that God tells us to do, if we would just do the simple thing that God tells us to do, God will do a big thing. Look at somebody and say, God wants to do a big thing. But he's having problems trying to convince you to do the little thing. Now, if we told some of you God had called you to go over to Siberia and preach to me and one Eskimos, y'all be all ready and excited to roll. But if one person said the Holy Ghost told you to go lay hands on Stanford, we'd have a problem. If we told you that God wanted you to go minister in Benny Hinn's stead, you would believe that with all of your heart. But if the Holy Ghost told you to get up in the middle of the night and just call out Maxine's name, that little thing might be a problem. God wants to do a big thing, but God can't do a big thing because so many of us got our eyes on our big things. And we humble ourselves to do the little thing, which is a part of God's big thing. God will do great things. When we all find out what our calling is and what our place is, and just flow in that, God can do so much more. I'm so glad that we can let God be God. And I just want to read to you one scripture to let you know what the Holy Ghost is doing. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Same Holy Ghost. So I say diversities. We are all going to be different. And how we flow in the Holy Ghost is going to be different. We will all pray differently. And we will all have different convictions and different things. We are all different for a reason. And if you want to find a phony work of God, everybody's just the same. We can all say the same thing. But there will always be diversity to the Holy Spirit. And we need that diversity. Now there are diversities of administration, but the same Lord. That means everybody's going to do the God thing. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. Now, and there are differences of administration. That means that everybody is going to do things somewhat different. Now, just because every church is not doing things just the way that Nations Church does things, that doesn't mean they're not of God. There are different administrations. We have to find the administration of God for us. We are learning the administration of God for Nations Church. You know what the administration of God for Nations Church? Everybody got to hear God for themselves and do it. But once they hear God, they better do it. That's the administration of Nations Church. I was telling people, listen, if you don't have a leading from the Holy Ghost to do something, please don't do it. Because you get in and mess something up. But God doesn't want you to mess something up. He wants you to keep something going. There are differences of administrations. And be open to the different workings of the Holy Ghost. You know what? If I sat up here like Benny Hinn and did what Benny Hinn did, that's Benny Hinn's administration. That's how he gets the job done. It may not be how he prefers to do it. It's how the Holy Ghost moves through him. And if the Holy Ghost tells me to climb through a window in the service, amen, that's the administration of the Holy Ghost. He say, Benny, you don't have to climb through that window. Rod will climb through the window. There are different administrations. And you will find that everybody's not going to jump on the same thing that you jump on. There are different administrations. And we've got to learn the administrations of the Holy Ghost. Brother Jesse will do things differently than I do. But the way that he does it, it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you got to learn to discern the Spirit of God. Thank God for Holy Ghost meetings. Some of you people are stepping out into ministry, and I'm so excited about it. Hallelujah. You don't go into there with your own administration. You find out what the Holy Ghost is doing in that place, and you come under that. And you flow with that. Different administrations. And there are different operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. What do you mean different operations? That means there are different missions and different operations. There's an operation of Nations Church. You know, somebody might come in here, they've been in a different operation. Things just work differently. They say, that's how it's going to flow here. Oh, no, it don't. There are different operations. There are different works. There are different administrations. When Al Gore got voted out and Bill Clinton had to go, George Bush went in, there was a different operation. I don't care what the other guy said. Once he left, it don't mean nothing now. There's a different operations. And you got to learn to flow with that. You can't sit up here and say, well, it don't work like that where I'm from. That's not how it does it. Well, you don't know the Holy Ghost. There are different operations. God is too big to do things your way. You're not going to know everything God's doing. You don't know every working of the Holy Ghost. There's some people doing some wild stuff that we have no idea. If God's got some church swinging from the chandeliers, if that's how the Holy Ghost is moving, so be it. There are different operations. As long as them chandeliers are shaking for Jesus, let the chandeliers shake. There are different operations that we've got to learn about. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit, to another faith by the same spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. These all worketh with that one and same self spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. We've all got a piece of it. But if you want the whole of it, you got to get into what God is doing. Identify what your piece is and fulfill it. You really want to see the power of God is when you get focused. We can be so wide and so just evasive and so out there. When we center in on what God wants us to do and who God wants us to be, the power of God will manifest and things will start to happen. God is giving us all opportunities to share the light of Jesus Christ and to make a difference in the lives of others. And all we got to do is simply yield ourselves and fulfill that mission and do it. And that is the working of the Holy Ghost. God is doing something. The Holy Ghost is doing something. The Holy Spirit is moving. Don't get in the way of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is doing something wonderful and it's marvelous in our eyes. Let's go for the ride and be obedient, be humble before God. Let's reverence the Holy Spirit. Let's honor God. Let's honor one another. And let's remember the good things of God. One scripture I want to share with you that was really inspiring to me. I believe it was in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a man, him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. He didn't say, I'm going. He said, I will come. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. There is a promise and a covenant that you can have with God that all the man of God or woman of God, all they got to do is speak the word, and there it is. How would you like to speak the word and there it is, manifestation, life? There are a whole lot of people that talk a whole lot but get nothing done. I mean, there's some people you can preach to till you blue in the face. And the word of God is still true, but it's not going to manifest and nothing going to happen. But there are some that when the word is spoken, they can receive it and there'll be manifestation. This is a revelation for those that want to hear the word and see the word manifest. How would you like it? You have to wait for some manifestation and you're waiting for your breakthrough and I say, you have your breakthrough in Jesus' name. And there it is. There it is, right there. We're not just talking about he had to take it just by faith. No, we thought he just had to take it by faith. This man meant it. You only speak the word and immediately it will be done. This is the faith level that God is taking us. That won't work for everybody. Why? It's not working. It can work for everybody. But it's not working for everybody. For certain things aren't met. And this is what I found out. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers unto me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Doesn't this tie into what the Holy Ghost has been saying to us? He's saying, do the simple thing. The man that has a revelation of authority and yieldedness to God, an obedient person's faith will manifest immediately. Listen, he said, I understand authority and I understand obedience. And I know you got more authority than I do. When I say things, it happens right away. Well, if I sow those things, I'm under authority. And if I sow authority and if I sow submission, I believe that I'll be able to reap that same fruit. This is what I found out. Jesus said, and when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. This man related his faith to his obedience. Faith is nothing but obedience. Abraham believed God and went forth to a land which he knew not because God told him to, and God called that action faith. This man said, listen, this is what faith's all about. Because I'm obedient and I understand authority, I can reap the benefits of faith. If God only has to speak a word to you and you do it, guess what? He only has to speak a word to your circumstances and your circumstances will be met. If you honor word, word will honor you. If you honor word, word will honor you. If you have no integrity in word, guess what? The word will not credit you with integrity. If the word is important to you, then the word will work for you. This man said, listen, I know how important words are. When I say something, I'm under authority, it's done. And if my words are that important, God's words are that important. Learn authority. Just get it on the inside of you. Don't get in a bunch of controlling mess. Amen. That's not God. That's not God. That's a bunch of mess. But learn to honor authority and learn and do it quickly. And as you do that, your faith will manifest to a higher level. Look for an opportunity to learn faith. Are you understanding what I'm saying? How can you do that? Wives, dealing with your husbands. I know that's a real crazy, but it's in the Word. We can argue about it all that we want to. You're not to be controlled and dominated and all that other stuff, but there is an obedience that goes with that. And you honor that Word. If you don't honor the Word of one another, your faith won't work to where you speak it and there it is. You could have a boss that's not even saved. You could have an unsaved boss, and your boss tells you to do this or do that or whatever it is, and you buck in it. Your faith will not work. Why? The centurion's faith worked. He said, I'm a man under authority. Faith people, they will honor authority. And if you're under the wrong authority, God will put you under the right authority. Honor authority and see your faith work. God is doing some great things. We're seeing miracles happen. We just speak it and there it is. Things are manifesting and you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm not talking next year. I'm talking suddenly. If God did it before, he can do it again, but better. And you know what I'm going to do to let it happen? Nothing. Disagree with God. Do whatever he tells me to do. If he tells me to go pick up trash out in somebody's yard, guess what? That's how we're going to build a church, picking up trash in somebody's yard. If he tells me to climb through that back window, guess what? We're building the church by climbing through the back window. It's obedience that gets the job done. We're learning to operate in a higher level. Why? Let me tell you what, we were leaving alone. Why is this obedience thing so important when messing with faith? God is the author of our faith. And he's also the finisher of our faith. Okay? Listen. God starts the thing that you're believing for. Right? And he starts it with the spoken word. And as you hear that word over and over again and obey that word over and over again, the manifestation of that word will happen. But just read the scripture. Read the scripture. So say, honor authority. Why don't you practice this? Find somebody in authority this week. A police officer? A mayor? Jerry works for city council? Find somebody that's got authority. A parent, a husband. Amen. Whatever it is, find some form of authority and yield. There will be an acceleration on the move of your God immediately, and you'll see your faith start to operate in a higher level. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm a man under authority, because there have been a fear of authority in the lives of many people in this room because of abuse, because of neglect and all those other things. And there was a time when we couldn't trust. Daddy might have done something. Teacher could have said something he wasn't supposed to say. Or the police could have pulled you over for the wrong reason. Whatever it is, we've been afraid of authority. But Jesus has taken that yoke away. That you can live under authority. Amen. And not be abused and not be broken. You can trust authority again. So say, I will reap the benefits of authority.